How about now? There we go. Ah, all right. I'll set this aside here for just a second. All right. So I'm going to tell you a few things. This is what I predict. I think tomorrow it's going to be cloudy, a little bit of sunshine. And see, Tuesday, rain. Wednesday, it's going to rain. Thursday, I'm most excited about because we might have some lightning. Yeah, and then Friday, it's going to rain. So, well, how do I know that? Okay, my iPod tells me so. All right. So I'm going to open that up. Here we go. Go to my weather app. Weather app. There we go. Right now, it is 51 degrees outside. So I can kind of predict the future a little bit based on this. Oh, wait a minute. The lightning's gone. Just from this morning. It's not going to be lightning on Thursday. Well, maybe. Maybe not. Anybody else like lightning? Do you guys like lightning? Yeah, I think it's really cool stuff. Set that aside for a second. Okay, so when I say a storm is coming, does that make you happy or a little scared maybe of the storm? Or a little sad because maybe it ruins your plans? We were going to have a picnic. Now we can't do that anymore. We were going to have a track meet yesterday, Jenny, right? And because of the big wind yesterday, anybody else wake up to the wind yesterday morning? Did you guys wake up to that wind? Yeah, that was exciting stuff. So I'm going to mention just Jenny here real quickly. She came home from a neighbor's house yesterday afternoon, a friend's house. And you know the way that she was about the storm? The water was just pouring down the gutter. Well, she decides taking her shoes off and walking back home barefoot in the gutter was the best way to go. I think that's pretty great. So she was sopping when she came home. So sometimes storms can make you kind of scared and you'd be a little bit fearful of that. Like I said, they might ruin your plans. Well, sometimes you go through kind of storms in life when things aren't going too well for you, and maybe you're scared or fearful. And the gospel reading that we just had from the book of John was like that for the disciples, right? Jesus was crucified on Friday. He was resurrected on Sunday, the first day of the week, but the disciples hadn't seen him yet, so they were locked in their room because they were fearful. They were fearful, and then Jesus appeared right in the middle of them, and that made them pretty excited, okay? So a storm can be something that would cause you fear, or a storm can be something that could be just on the way to something better, all right? So I got to show you something here. This here is one of Witherly, my wife, Mrs. Celesto's, she really likes this. Do you know what this is? You know what that is? Calendar, right. This is no ordinary calendar. Look how thick that is. So she's asked from time to time that our kids would make a calendar and decorate it for it. So I'm going to show you January here. Oh, that's December of last year. Nice Christmas trees. This is Eva made this one. Okay. I got to get to the right month. Oh, here's January with nice, beautiful thing on January. February, it's got windy clouds and big balloons and things like that. I like March here a lot myself because who do you see there? Who's in the corner? Yeah, a little leprechaun. Can you see that way in the back, the little leprechaun in the corner? All right, so last week was April 1st, so Witherly was excited about seeing her new picture. And she's like, oh, what's for the new picture? And so I showed her, and guess what it was for Easter? What's that? Storm clouds, rain, lightning. Right. But you know what? Sometimes, if you think about, well, what's the old saying? April showers bring May flowers. Let's hold it over May here for a second and see what we end up with. Right. Oh, May flowers. Aren't those beautiful? Right, sometimes the storms of life happen and they come into our lives, and at the moment, you might be scared or you might be really disappointed or sad because this storm has come into your life and you can't do what you thought you wanted to do. Yes? Mayflowers bring pilgrims. All right, there's one in every crowd. So that's great, I like that. Oh, you just got that. Yeah, I got it. Thank you. So anyway, the storms of life come, and that's what the disciples were going through. They were up in that room. The door was locked. They were fearful, and they're right in the middle of their personal storm. Jesus came into it right in the middle of it and said, peace be with you, right? peace be with you. And they saw that the crucified Lord was risen and that he was amongst them, which made them super excited, and it empowered them, and it helped them to do what they had to live out a life that honored Jesus. And we need to remember the same type of thing, that even when the storms of life come, like the April showers, that God's right in the middle of those showers too. And the May flowers, the more beautiful times that we have in life, that's just around the corner. So you guys remember that next time it's raining. And maybe, just maybe, we'll have some lightning on Thursday. All right? Thank you.